I don't want anything hindering my prayer life, amen, or praying for others so they get their breakthroughs. I won't be harboring a bunch of stuff that, you know, that keeps you earthbound or keeps you confused or keeps you up one day and down the next. We got to pass through this sphere. Amen. But we got to subdue it. There are things in this sphere we must subdue. And so if you're like that, you know, up and down, sometimes faithful, and then sometimes you ain't going. A herd of wild horses couldn't pull you out. You know, you're happy today and then depressed tomorrow, sitting in a dark room eating ice cream. Want to die, but you're afraid to kill yourself. No, I don't want to go there. You're just afraid. Can't go. Then the next day, all of a sudden, you're okay again. See, we got that variation is there. All that stuff is there. Someone encourage you, and you're ready to, you know, run through a troop. Then somebody say something about you, and now you ain't got no energy, lost your vision, ready to quit and throw in the towel. All that stuff is in that sphere. Variations, and it gets cold. And it seems like, well, Lord, where are you? The Lord is saying, I've already equipped you. I've taught you. And now I want you to stand on your two feet and make some decisions. I want you to capture certain frequencies, because we see here, like I said, there's the form of godliness. Iniquity is abounding. So what can happen here when you're not feeling the warm fuzzies, when people aren't talking to you like you're their child? Did you catch that? When people ain't talking to you like your mama talks to you. Okay, now you all upset. Now you can't go forward. But see, here is where you have to take a stand. Because you're not going to always feel it. You got to go with what you know. Now, the Lord, I know you taught me this back there. It don't seem like I'm hearing much from you right now. And that's orchestrated by God, where you won't always hear, even though you know what to do. And sometimes God is saying simply to you, do what you know. Do what I've taught you to do. He's training you to get, because I'm telling you, when we get to the exosphere, it's going to be a whole nother world. But here is where we get challenged. One, you get challenged to be theatrical or hypocritical. No, be honest with God. Here, settle the score with God. If there are people you need to apologize to, let go of your ego. Let ego. Ego stands for something. Anybody know what that stands for? Okay. Who is that? Okay, good. Easing God out. That's what it stands for. Easing God out. Ego. Where you won't bend. You're not pliable. It's ego. Your way or no way. But see, here is where God starts to make you pliable. And you're going to see in the next couple of spheres, he's going to make your heart soft. Again, because there's no rule without rest. We can do stuff because we have gifts. You know, we can hammer stuff out, but you'll still, let me say this way, you'll still stay small and have only a measured impact when you are working it out yourself, because you got a gift. But when you yield to God and you yield your gift to the Lord, providence starts working. What you could never do yourself, listen, that frequency that you capture starts to draw these things towards your life. Okay, so here's where we make those decisions. Here's where we are challenged with this. Like I said, the challenge to allow your love to wax cold. I challenged you Sunday. The Lord said, love your enemies. He didn't say, don't speak to them. Everybody say amen. Come on, this is a challenge. But see, you know what? You know what? The If I would ask this question. I'm going to pose it, but I don't want anybody to answer it because we'd have all kind of answers. But what is our objective in spiritual warfare? To get some pressure off of us? To get the money we need? The ultimate objective of warfare, listen to this and don't ever forget it, is Christ-likeness. Christ already defeated the devil, but he suffered him to remain, to buff the church. That's what warfare is about. He's defeated. He can never destroy the church, but he's left to, let me say it this way, to shine you up. And so if you're coming against him in the flesh and you've never really submitted to God, see, we like that verse, resist the devil, yeah, and he'll flee. He ain't going nowhere until first you submit to God. That little verse comes before that. But we like, resist the devil, yeah. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You, flesh hanging out everywhere. He ain't going nowhere. It's like praising. You know, when you're praising and you ain't walking upright, you got stuff. The devil will dance right alongside of you. You got a little step. He got a little step. He'll step right with you. Listen, he doesn't mind if you stand with the Lord in doctrine as long as you continue to stand with him in principle. Amen. He don't care what you know. He know more than you. Amen. I say it doesn't matter what you know about the Bible. Amen. He was there at the throne. Amen. He walked on the coals of fire. Yeah. He was the anointed cherub that covers. He's got thousands and thousands of years of ancient experience, and here you're like a vapor. You know John 3:16, a couple verses out of Proverbs, and Genesis 1:2, which is good, but ancient treachery, if you're not careful, will destroy youthful zeal. That's why we need wisdom. You need to be able to pick battles and not just think because you're saved and you feel the Holy Ghost that you can take on the world. God didn't call you to take on the world. There are battles you are to fight, and those battles ultimately are to conform you to Christ. When you start not hearing the music in warfare, you've crossed the line. Because what happens is you can begin to become bitter and angry and begin to lose the character and the nature of Christ. And there's where the love of many will wax cold. You be like that soldier in David's army after he finished fighting. You couldn't get the sword out of his hand. He's a mighty man, but they had the pride. You couldn't get the sword. He fought so hard that they couldn't take the sword out. But the Lord said, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Remember Peter drew the sword? So it's real important in this sphere to do an inventory. Not your brother, not your sister, not your wife, not your husband, not your uncle, not your cousin, not the boss man on the job, not the neighbor, not the cheering, you. Amen. Amen. Do an inventory on you. Amen. Block everybody else out and take a good look in the mirror of the word at you. Amen. Because the heart can be very deceitful. Amen. A lot of times what you look at in other people is just a reflection of who you are. Amen. Child, see if they would get this together. But see, you don't know. You missing. You know, the Lord said, before you judge someone, get the beam out. You know, like a telephone pole is in your eye, And you trying to get the mote out of somebody else's eye in Jesus' name. Listen, that type of judgment is always like that. God dealt with me, I don't know when it was, some years ago, on that very thing. Because, you know, I was seeing stuff, and I was thinking, this was, and every time I tried to deal with it, it wasn't nothing like that. And I go over here and see this fire burning, I address that, it wasn't nothing like that. I said, something's wrong here, I'm seeing wrong. Lord said, get the beam out. Get the beam out, and you'll be able then to help that person get the mote out. You know, he's talking about the eye here. And the eye is actually the most sensitive part of the body. You get a little dust particle in your eye, a hair in your eye. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, help me, Lord. I'm going blind. Just a little eyelash in there is irritating. So if you are going to help somebody get the mote out, you got to use sensitivity. That's why you can't get so involved with warfare, because you're messing with somebody's eyes. Now, when we judge righteous judgment, but that doesn't mean let your love wax cold and now you're hammering. And you know, we can do that. We do that. You've done it before. I've done it before. We get real legalistic with stuff, and we draw the line and, you know, lay down the rules and all that stuff. And the Lord said, that's not the way you get a mote out. Amen? Got to be real sensitive with certain matters and have patience to work with people, because somebody had patience with you. Matter of fact, somebody's still having patience with you. Amen. God was long-suffering with us, and so we in turn are to be long-suffering. So it's not a popular thing, because, you know, in this quick, fast, and in a hurry world, we want things yesterday, microwaved, you know, faster cars, you know, one day cleaning. I want it back by 5. You know, it's everything is, but the kingdom. See, God's not just about what we do. He's about you. And see, therefore, some things don't change. He's going to deal with us certain ways. So here we are in this mesosphere, and all these variations of seasonal temperature. And initially, there's been a rapid decrease. There's a temptation to become hypocritical, the temptation to walk in cold love. That's a stronghold. I need to stay on that for a few minutes. Is that okay? Cold love. I love them, but. Is they ever? Huh? Love them, but. See, the love that God loves us with is unconditional. Now, that's a tall order right there. If you understand what I'm talking about, that's a tall order. To love people unconditionally. First of all, it makes you vulnerable. You gotta love them anyhow.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.